Node 710 disconnected.
WSOC 793, the morning gold mine. WSDE 202, good morning. Good morning, right back to you. WSDJ 347, good morning. Good morning, right back to you, 347. WSFZ 793.
You're up kind of early, Dave.
Yeah, well, sometimes stranger things have happened. Got up pretty early this morning, I don't know. Must have got up on the right side of the bed or something, man. I figured I'd key it up, see if there's any sign of life form out here.
Yeah, we're up and raring to go. To work.
Yeah, roger that. You in the mobile?
Yeah, roger that. We ain't killing one, though. Strange thing this morning driving down Chenier Road. There, I'm not up yet. It looked like there was a lady standing there with a gas lawnmower. Looks like she was wanting to cut her grass or something.
There you go, Steve. You're up early, Dave. I said stranger things could happen. Well, there you go. You're looking right at it there.
Yeah, you're right, 100% right.
I'm sure the neighbors are going to be thrilled about that.
Sure they are. Got any big plans for today?
Not really, not big plans. gonna do some, doesn't take long, but I gotta do my annual guitar maintenance gig here and go to the room and, you know, make sure everything's everything and stuff. After that, I don't know. It depends on what the temperature is. I got a couple people want to bring me couple of radios to look at, but I don't know if it's, I'll make it today if the temperature's all right. I can do it out there on the back porch there, Roger.
Roger that. Sounds like a plan. I think it's supposed to be 67, 65.
Wow, cool again. Jeez. Yeah, 65 and stuff's all right out there. I like being out there in that. Them temperatures are nice. The thing is, though, you get that breeze coming in. I always got a breeze when I go out there. That breeze carries a little, that cool air, and it kind of messes things up a little bit. But never fails, man. I go out there, and I sit, man, and here come that damn breeze. But if I'm not out there, there's no breeze. Hardly anything. It always seems to come when I go out there and sit down there, Roger.
And Roger that, I know the feeling. And when it's real hot, there ain't no breeze.
Yeah, Roger that, kind of like yesterday. No way. WSOC 793 ID. Having a little trouble freezing. Not trouble, but, you know, something. And then here I'm clicking on the news, and I guess Canada's on fire again, and it's all rolling through here, and maybe that's where my problem's at. They're okay.
Roger that. WSBJ 347.
So whereabouts you at, 347?
Around the 14 mile Grosbeck area.
Yeah, Roger that. You're WSBJ 347, right?
Yep.
All right, Joe. I didn't know who you were at first, kind of, in a way. Sometimes voices sound the same to each other and stuff, and I just brought up my log, man. Just had a look. Yeah, I got you up on my log here. Joe, Shelby Township, so, well, good morning to you, and, yeah, I think that you're going through Mount Clemens, right?
I'm about 4 miles south of there, something like that.
Roger that. I think that you're going to the Mount Clemens repeater.
Yeah, Roger that.
Yeah, man, it's amazing how good of a repeater that thing's working. But, yeah, that's all that's really planned up for today. I don't know if anything else comes my way, well, you know, I'll deal with it, but, you know, we're looking at 5:30 in the morning, and I'm still on my first cup of Joe, and still trying to get the rest of the sleep out of me. But it was rough yesterday, man. I had fans blowing on me and stuff, and it was hot. I went outside, man. I was like, nah, I'm coming back in. Too hot. If it's too hot out there, it sucks too, you know. And because you get out there at a certain time and the sun is right down on you. We don't have no, we got an awning, you know, the overhang, but, you know, you buy them things that you pull down to block the sun. Well, you know, I haven't done that. And so if you're out there and the sun's on you, they're okay.
Yeah, it gets hot real quick when that sun's beating down on you. Not too bad once you're in the shade, but that sun's on you.
Oh, well, like I said, when it's a nice day, I take some tools and stuff and go out in the back porch and work on things on the table there, and it's nice, you know, but you get that breeze or something. I don't know, man. It's just the way it is. Anyway, man, I'm going to go ahead and monitor the channel here, go back, and I don't want to tie up the thing, even though I don't even know if anybody else is even out here, but, I'll put it on you a little bit, Joe. Sound great, man, sound great through the repeater and everything, no problem. I can't even tell you mobile. Mobile, did you say mobile or mobile, whatever the hell. I can't even tell you mobile, but, we'll talk to you later. And you have yourself a good day, my friend. WSFZ 793. I'm a monitor after yours.
Roger that, Dave. You have a good day, too. I got to get ready, go in here, punch in, and go to work. But have a good day. We'll maybe talk to you later. WSDJ 347.
Good day, 347. WRNW 329. Back listening.
Good morning. How you doing this fine overcast morning?
Just trying to make it into work. A lack of sleep for sure. Hope I get some rest when I get there. But other than that, we're doing okay.
Roger that. Same thing here. Getting ready to go in and get to work. WSDJ 347.
47. We ain't gonna hold you there. I know you gotta punch in. I'm just trying to make it there on time. I should be okay on time, I guess. I'll be there. But don't work too hard. Enjoy your day.
Yeah, you do the same. You do the same. Maybe we'll talk at you a little later. WSDJ 347.
All right. Take care. Talk to you again soon. WRNW 329. We're clear, listen.
WSEU 202. Just sitting here wondering if that lady had a headlight on.
WSOZ 793. Listening. WSFP 902 from WSFZ 793. There's a no contact on 902. WSFZ 793, and I'm monitoring. Good morning, sir. 330 WSFC 793.
Dave, how you doing on this wonderful Michigan gray day?
I'm doing all right. Sitting here soldering wires together. I'm rigging up. I'm making a rig up here for something. And man, it's dead out here. Jesus. There was somebody once this morning, I think two people I talked to, and then it was dead. I kept throwing my call letters out. Ain't nobody out there, and then I happened to hear you there. How are you doing today?
Oh, not horrible. Just going to get some projects done around the house. Yay!
Are you doing the honey-do list?
Yeah, she wants framing around our patio so she can hang lights with her whatever, canopy or whatever the hell she's got out there. So, on my way to get steel, yay!
That's a good day. Excuse me. Water went down the wrong tube. It's kind of a good day to do a little pool, but actually it is pretty cool. But yeah, this would be a good day to do it. It ain't cold out there, it's just a little cool there, Roger.
No, Roger that. That's what I told her. It's a good day to be out there, cutting and welding, so I won't cook myself.
Well, the... Uh-oh. That sounds like it's gonna... You're serious there, then. You're gonna put up something serious there, then, Matt.
Oh, not too serious. Just gotta weld up some brackets to hold the frames you want. You know, nothing real big.
Yeah, Roger that. Yeah, I can understand that. Yeah, I just figured get some aluminum and, you know, screw it, you know, put it around and screw it in and, you know, be done. But, you know, you're talking about cutting and welding, and so I suppose it's going to be a last forever job there, okay?
It's out of aluminum, but doing a span about 18 foot, it was cheaper to go steel.
Yeah, that'll work. What are you going to, besides welding the sections, you're going to weld it up there, or are you going to bolt it up there, or, you know what I mean, and when you hang it, are you going to weld it or bolt it?
Oh, it's going to be bolted. Like I said, I got to make a couple brackets for it to bolt up between the house and the post.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I'm just wondering, that's all. I didn't mean to get into the details. It's just, you know, you say welding, I'm thinking, oh boy, he's gonna get in there and get serious. That ain't never coming down. Even his tornado ain't going to take it down. Hey, I got to run real quick. I got somebody here and business. Yeah, I guess he's here for business. And business awaits. So I'll catch you in a little bit, probably, Kurt. I'll be out here in a little bit monitoring anyway after I'm done with this business. So WSFZ 793. I'll clear after yours.
All right, Dave. We'll talk to you later. Yeah, I'm not too far from my destination. WSFF 330, we're clear.
WSFZ 793, back monitoring. WSFT 902 around WSFC 793. No contact. Station 902 WSFC 793.
WRUU 850.
Hey, how you doing, Clay?
Hey, how you doing, Jack? Long time no see.
Very long time. How you doing? I just love so many weather.
I just dropped off Donald, waiting to turn out onto the main road here at the light. Get Mama her breakfast.
Good morning, 850. And Jack, 488. I just want to jump in there and say good morning. I'm back out of the monitor.
What's this?
KPA-DBD.
Who?
The name here is Paul. Papa Alpha Uniform Lima. The call sign Kilo Bravo 8 Delta Victor Delta. How are you doing this morning? Go ahead.
I'm doing okay, Paul. Good morning to you. First person over here is Dave. Delta Alpha Victor Echo WSFC 793. But I think you're giving me a ham call on here, ain't you?
Oh, yeah. My GMRS calls WRUZ 283.
Yeah, Roger that. Well, that ain't no big deal with me. I just usually somebody does that. Somebody pops up there. Hey, that's a ham call. And, you know, GMRS. You know me. I don't care. But where you at?
I'm on Van Dyke, just south of 35 Mile Road.
Yeah, Roger that. I'll take you. You're going through the Mount Clemens repeater. Wow, you're doing a really good job too. Very good through the repeater. They're okay.
Yeah, I'm actually going through the Mount Clemens repeater. And it's a little noisy, but I guess I'm making it okay. I'm heading south to my friend's house in Madison Heights, so I'll be taking 53 all the way down to 59 and then east to 59 to DeQuinder there.
Yeah, Roger that. I have a friend up in Lapeer, and he works down in Madison Heights, and he starts out, he takes Van Dyke all the way down once he gets on it, and I think he starts out in the Mount Clemens repeater at like 31, 32 mile road, and I talked to him all the way from there to down here, so... It's a good repeater. Like I said, you sounded really good through it, and everything's working like it should there, all right?
Yeah, very good. Very good to hear that. After all the money I spent on the radio and the antenna and everything, I'm running a 5/8 quarter wave Browning antenna on the trunk lid. So it seems to be working out okay. I'm running FTM 300DR in the car here. Thank you.
Yeah, Roger that. Browning makes antennas for GMRS.
No, not really. Actually, it's a 2 meter 440 antenna Browning, 5/8 for 70 centimeters and a quarter wave for 2 meters. Bought it off of Amazon about a year ago, so seems to be working okay.
Well, yeah, well, there's no doubt about that. It's working okay. It's working really good. Dual band antenna and you're running on GMRS and you're hitting the repeater all the way from where you're at. It's and especially as clean as you're coming through and everything. Yeah, that's pretty good there, Roger.
Yeah, I appreciate that. What are your plans for today? Go ahead.
Yeah, I just got done soldering a bunch of wires and stuff together. I'm making a rig up for my voltmeter for different things, and I don't know. I guess somebody's supposed to, if the guy shows up again, supposed to be bringing me a radio to look at, a shortwave radio that don't work. Told me he's going to show up today, but if he shows up, he shows up. If he doesn't, he doesn't. There, Roger.
Yeah, Roger on that. Yeah. I don't know what, I think the temperature's supposed to be up near 65 today, if I'm not mistaken. The sun's coming out, it's cloudy, but I'm currently showing 56 on my dashboard here in the car.
Yeah, Roger. Well, I'm over here in Warren. It's sunny out. It's pretty much sunny out, but my weather thing on my computer is showing me 53. So, and I can feel the cool breeze coming through the window, but it's not cold enough to shut it. So, but yeah, it's sunny out over here. Fully sunny, in fact. You're okay.
Yeah, it's a little bit nippy out. I'm coming up to 26 and 53 right now, Shelby Township.
Yeah, WRZF 865, right?
It sounds so good that if I didn't know you were in a mobile, I would think you were on a base there, okay?
Yeah, I think we got a breaking station in there. Go ahead, station. This is WRUZ 283.
Copy that, 283. Thanks. Yeah, I'm right behind you. I'm on 53 South, right at 26 Mile 2. I live up in Romeo, so you're sounding good, obviously. No problems at all, considering I'm probably, like, maybe right even next to you. I don't know. But anyway, just want to drop in and let you know I'm on your tail here somewhere.
Yeah, okay, I'm looking for you. I don't see any cars with antennas on them. I just passed just south of 26 now, and I'm 53.
Copy that. Yeah, I'm just at the 26-mile exit now. I'm in a big green F-250, so I'm probably, I don't know, half mile or so behind you, a quarter mile behind you. So anyway, just want to drop in real quick, WRZF 865.
Yeah, okay, very good. I didn't catch the name there. Name here is Paul. I'm looking through my rearview mirror to see if I see you. There's so much traffic, though. I don't see you, but yeah, you're probably a quarter mile behind me.
Copy that, Paul. Yeah, my name is Tim. Like I said, I live up in Romeo, and also got a place up north, so we hit all the repeaters heading up up to exit 202 on 75 there, but, yeah, sounds good.
Yeah, very good. I live up in Elmont, so, I left Elmont and, head to a friend's house in Madison Heights, so, yeah, you sound, pretty good yourself there, so, you have a good day, and, we'll catch ya down the log, WRUZ 283.
Sounds good. Yeah, we're basically neighbors there, so. All right, WRZF 865, we're clear.
283 and 865, I'm going to wave a good afternoon to you, gentlemen. I'm going to go ahead and get on the monitoring end and get back to what I was doing there. So you gentlemen have a good day out there, Mobile City. WSSZ 793, and I'm monitoring.
Okay, very good. Nice chatting with you there, and you have a good day. We'll catch you down the log, WRUZ 283.
Station out there calling. You're not making it through the repeater there, okay?
station. This is WRUZ 283. Go ahead. WRUZ 283. Station, you're kind of noisy into the system there. Go ahead.
WSAI 620, I think we lost them.
Node 710 connected to node 700.
This is WSID 817. I'm mobile and I'm monitoring.
Good afternoon, 817, WSBM 993 mobile.
Yeah, copy that. Go ahead.
I can do that. How's it going for you today, my friend?
Really good. It's really good so far. I went to the shelter this morning. I just got home. I went and walked dogs for 4 or 5 hours and loved them up and gave them some peanut butter. And now home, and I just let my dogs out. I'm probably going to take them for a walk here in a minute. So it's the sun is shining brightly. The sky is blue, and it's a fantastic day.
Roger that. You up at the shelter. That was great. You and Lori, they're probably at 305.
Copy that. Lori's working today, so she's I think she's got to work all weekend, so she's not going to be at the shelter, but I'll be there. And I will be trying to take as good a care of those dogs as I possibly can. Charlotte got adopted, and I heard that she is really taking on to her new owner. So I don't. That's the dog we took on WHNN the other week.
Yeah, I copy that one. I hear you. All right, man. Well, I guess that's about it. We'll be monitoring here. Just figure we jump in there and say hello to you. You have a good walk with your dogs and all that good stuff, and you gonna get Ben out here on the radio soon, or what?
Copy that. He's coming over today, and I'm gonna get his application in to get a GMRS license. So maybe he'll get his call sign Monday or Tuesday. Yeah, I'm gonna give him a radio, and I want to hear him out here.
Copy that one for sure. All right, man. Well, sounds good. We'll definitely probably chat with you a little bit later, however. You take it easy for now, and we'll definitely talk with you. WSTM 993 Mobile, be clear and monitoring.
Yep, copy that, my friend. You take it real easy, and, you know, take care. This is WSID 817, and I'm clear and monitoring.
Station 959, Rick, WSTM 993, copy.
WXHR, Bison 6 on the air, monitoring.
Hello, Kevin, 566, WSBM 993.
Yeah, what's going on there, Chad? Did they open up the channels again, or are you just up in the area?
Evidently, they opened up the channels, evidently. They were open last night, so maybe they're on again. Maybe they left them on. As far as I'm concerned, they can keep them that way, the way they need to be. WSDM 993.
Yeah, copy that. It's good to hear from you. I just turned the radio on, and I heard this. Oh, hey, they must have turned the repeater back on, or you were down our area. It's good to hear you. Hope they leave it on. It's been silence down here, man. Only been one I've been able to talk to was Dave, so I'll have to let Sherman know.
Roger that. Yeah, Sherman was out here a little while ago, a little earlier, a couple hours ago. He might be out there monitoring. But anyways, Kevin, you take care, my friend. Good talking to you. Good hearing from you. Hope all is well down there. WSTM 993, you're monitoring.
Same you, Chad. Hope to talk to you in a day or so or whenever. WSHR 566, monitoring. WSHR 566 to WSGU 844. You got a copy?
Well, the system is working. I'm sorry, I was mowing the grass, and I heard some chit-chatter, so I thought I'd check in. What's up? How you doing?
Not much. I came to the house here, and I just put my radio on for just to see what's going on, and I heard Chad on there, and I said, well, maybe they turned the repeater back on, or Chad was down in the area, so I'm glad to have it on. I'm real glad. To the guys that turned them back on, and, yeah, so I'm glad they're back on.
Yeah, Greg, 922 was telling me that he heard, Jack, talking, to some people from Ohio on our system last night, and I just got done talking, to him and some other people earlier, so I turned it down because we were watching TV and talked to Greg this morning. He said that what happened. I said, oh, great, but it was quiet this morning, and like I said, I heard Chad talking to us. Hello, Chad. But good to hear that's back on. Who knows for how long. Hopefully it's permanent. We'll see.
Yeah, that's permanent, Sherman. Yeah, so let's get back to your work, and maybe I'll give you a shout later. I'll have the radio on here monitoring. I got to do some chores around the house here, so tell Kelly I said hi, and be good and be safe, and talk to you later. WSHR 566 monitoring.
Roger that. Hey, thanks for giving me a shout, Kev, and tell Tanya that Kelly and I said hi, and we'll talk to you later. So I'm going to finish up my mowing. I'm just doing a little mowing around the area of the house and barn. So we'll talk to you later, WSGU 844.
Hey there, station 566, Kevin. This is WSGU 817. It's Mike. When you said you were talking to Dave, were you talking to Dave out in Mount Clemens area, the WSFZ 793, is that right?
Yeah, that's affirmative. This is WSHR 566. Yeah, I haven't talked to him in a couple of days, but yeah, to Dave in Mount Clemens.
All right, copy that. All right, I'm going to try and call him up then. Thank you for the confirmation. I guess this is WSFZ 793. Mr. Dave, do you have your radio on? This is WSID 817. All right, no copy on Dave. I will try again later or tomorrow or something. But, yeah, it's been over a week. I haven't heard from him since, I think, Thursday last week. So, all right, this is WSID 817. I'm clear and I'm monitoring.
WSDU 844, WRYS 363. Do you get a copy?
Station 959, Rick, WSBM 993, copy. WSBM 993 station, you had real low audio. I couldn't really make out what you were saying. Very low audio modulation. Not able to understand or hear what you're saying. WSBM 993.
This is WRKC. 822 calling.
Yeah, 822, I think you said a little bit better there. Not much, but a little bit better. I think you said 822.
That is correct. Last three is 822. Just calling the Mount Clemens repeater to see if anyone was available and see how I'm coming in today on the air.
So you're on the Mount Clemens repeater. Yeah, you're coming in. You're making it. Can hear you a little bit better now. Yeah, you're definitely making it in, though.
Copy that. I appreciate you answering the call. I'm out here teaching some guys some GMRS stuff and trying to get them involved and show them how repeaters work today.
Roger that. Sounds good. Yep, definitely making it in. I'm here at the Saginaw repeater located in Saginaw, Michigan. Call sign is WSBM 993, WSBM 993, and the name is Chad.
Chad, having a difficult time getting good signal. We'll try to turn down the
copy that. You said you were on the Mount Clemens repeater, correct? WSGV 254, WSGV 254, WSBM 993, copy. WSGV 254, WSBM 993, copy. WSBM 993, clear and monitoring.
WSI, Gang 89 monitoring. WSIJ 839
monitoring. Good afternoon, 839 WSBM 993.
How good, thank you, sir.
Pretty well. How's your day going so far?
Actually, not too bad, other than freezing. I'm out here riding around during my power chair, and I'm getting a little.
After that, where are you calling from? What repeater?
I'm on the Mount Fleming repeater. I'm not exactly sure.
Copy that. All right, well, I heard you in there. I just wanted to jump in and shout at you that you enjoy your day and enjoy your travels there, and maybe we'll talk again some other time. WSBM 993 clear.
Absolutely. Anytime, I'm always listening, if I'm not talking, which isn't really that often. But I'm always listening. You have a great day, 73, and God bless. WSIJ 839.
WRYS 363 is on air. Copy that last station. It didn't come in real clear or anything. It was a little bit tricky, but I was able to understand you a little bit. This is WSID 817. That's a negative copy on that last transmission. I couldn't make out any of that. Sorry, this is WSID 817, clear in mind.
Station 922, WIZ 48, copy. WIZX 18. WIZX 218, WIZ 48, copy.
Node 710, disconnected.
WSCG 52 standing by.
WIZX 218.
WIZ 48, copy.
WRQA 831 on air for equipment check. WSDU 202, I don't know if I heard that question right, but it's worth it. Loud and clear, I appreciate that. 831.
WSHR 566 to WSTU 844, are you out there?
WSGG 772, Shelby Township, mobile monitoring.
WSSZ 793, monitoring.
WSHR 566 793.
Hello, Kevin. Good afternoon, time to you. What's happening?
Oh, not much. I guess all the repeaters were on there for a while. I guess they were on all night last night. They were on. I got on the radio and I heard Shane talking about, oh, it was about 12, 1 o'clock, and I talked to Sherman, and I haven't heard anything since, so I don't know if it's just quiet or if they shut it off, I don't know.
Yeah, Roger that. Well, I've been out here, well, I was out here, I got out here, I think, 4:30 this morning, and I had it on until 7 or 8. I talked to a couple people, but they were local. They're mostly dead out here. I threw my call letters out a few times and got nothing in return there. So I didn't know they were on or if they were there, Roger.
Yeah, Roger that. Yeah, they were on for a while there. Shane, I heard Shane talking. I think he tried calling you too earlier, but he must have been away from the radio. And, yeah, he said they turned it on last night sometime, and then it was on all this morning, so I don't know. I think they shut it off again.
Yeah, all right. By the way, just for future info, his name is Sean, not Shane, Sean. That's who you're talking about. Yeah, I didn't know anything about it. Like I said, it was dead. It's deader than dead, 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 dead. I talked to, I think, two people out of all the times I was throwing my call letters out and, you know, seeing if anybody's around. I was doing it up until, I think 8 or 9 or something. Then I figured, forget it.
Yeah, copy. Yeah, I talked to Shane the other day on the radio, so... I mean, Sean, I'm sorry.
Yeah, Roger that. I'm just saying, that's his name, Sean. I don't know, you keep calling him Shane. God knows what can happen. I'm just messing around, but... yeah, well, then... Did you say you got out there and called for me?
No, not he didn't. Chad called you on the radio earlier, Chad. He called, like, it was like around, because I turned my radio on around, I think it was like 1:45 or 1 o'clock, and I heard him talking, and I said, oh, cool, and then I thought maybe he might have been down this way, and he says, no, he says, you know, he told me what was going on, and then after I talked to Sherman, before I talked to Sherman, he was on there calling for you.
Oh, Yeah, Roger. Hey, wait a minute. Let me get back to you. Hold on, I'm gonna answer this damn thing. Hang on 1 second. Hey, let me get back to you, Kev. I got a phone call, and I'll be back out here.
Okay, WSHR 566, Myring.
Yeah, are you still in there, Kevin?
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah, sorry about that. One of my numerous girlfriends had to call me with some details about something I don't know. Been waiting 40 minutes online for something, and they're playing elevator music, and she had to double call me, let me hear it, put me to sleep on the end there. Yeah, I just seen a text on my phone after I got off with her. I seen Chad texted me and said that the other side was turned down there, okay?
Yeah, Fern, about what time was that, do you know?
Hang on, I'm looking. About noon, 12 something, he said repeater's back on and linked again since last night. That's all he said.
Yep, that's when you told me too, so.
Yeah, like I said, though, I was out here since 4:30 in the morning. I even keyed up early. Was it Rick? Somebody keyed up and said, oh, you're out here early. And I told him, I said, yeah, weirder things have happened. I said, I must have woke up on the right side of the bed or something. And he was on his way to work. And he said, it was still dark out. And he said, he looked over and there's a woman pushing a lawnmower. I don't know, down the street or cutting her grass or getting ready to cut her grass or something, you know. I told him, I said, there you go. I told you, man, it'll get weirder. But that's just him. And then I think, who else did I, man, I'm telling you, I'm getting Bidenitis over here. I can't remember who else I talked to, but I talked to somebody else, and then that was it, man. It was dead all the way down.
Yeah, affirmative. I called for you a couple times yesterday, and it was deader than a doornail. I had my radio on most of the day, and I think around 4 or 5 o'clock yesterday, I just shut it off, and then I turned it on this morning.
Yeah, I think I shut down early yesterday, too, like 6 or something. I just had it on. I was watching videos and stuff on the computer, la, la, la. And then, you know, there was nothing. So I just turned it off. I turned it off. I think I went to bed about 7 or 8. So, you know, that was it. Well, all right. I missed the train then, I guess.
Yeah, I just listened to my scanner that I got. I just listened to that most day yesterday. At least I heard people talking.
Yeah, how you coming along? Excuse me. How you coming along with that? Did you get that all programmed, ready to go?
Yeah, my friend. I went to see him. I think I told you I went to see him about a week ago, and he's. It's going good now. I got Oakland County in there. I got. St. Clair County, Salford Fire, and Detroit I got in there. And then I got an open channel in there that no matter where I go in the state, I'll be able to hear, like, I think I told you, Paul, I think we were talking about, if I go, like, up in Tuscola or up in them areas, I can hear their stuff, too.
Yeah, Roger that. How much did that scanner set you back?
$600.
Nah. I'd like to have a good scanner, be able to listen to Detroit and everything, but no, I don't want one that bad. And still, I guess it's still up there. I figured by now the price come down on them a little bit, because that's when Huron County and everybody was going digital, made these high-end scanners obsolete. No, well, not obsolete, but you know what I mean. Scanners that were able to decode digital and everything, they wanted $600-700 for them, and you know, that was 10 years ago or something, man. Shit, they ain't come down.
No, they haven't. There was a scanner on it too, but I didn't know you at the time because of Whistler, and it's I think Sherman has one, and that one was the digital. You could get everything that I got, and the guy had it for like I think he had it for $100-150.
Now that would be worth it to me. I'd probably put in for one. That'd be more worth it to me. I'd be willing to blow $150 on a scanner that will cover all that. But $600, I can do it if I want to. But no, it's too much. That's too much for you know. I'm not saying nothing against you or anybody. I'm just saying I don't want one that bad there, okay?
Yeah, copy that. Yeah, I'm looking on Marketplace here, and they got one in here for $80, but it's in Cleveland, and I don't know if that's because Whistler made a bunch of different ones. So, oh yeah, it's called a Whistler. The model number is W. If you happen to, you know, go look online for one, or if you decide or whatever, it's WS-1040. It's a Whistler 1040. That's the one that was talking. But this other one for $80 isn't a 1040.
Yeah, I've dealt with Marketplaces quite a few times, but when I deal with them, it's local. And the person, I got to be able to see the thing run before I buy it. And if I seen a Whistler like the one you're talking about, a $600 scanner, you know, whatever, for $80, you know, I would say I would have to scratch my head and wonder why they only want $80 for it there.
Yeah, affirmative on that. Here's one here. The guy had it for $200, and I think this is the 1040. I think it is. I gotta look at the information, but he had for $200. He marked it down to $150.
Where's he at?
He's in Jackson, Wisconsin. He had it. He said it's a $300 scanner. He marked it down to $200, and now he's got it for $100. Sorry, $150. I'm sorry.
No, that's all right, man. Right now I'll probably go up there and look on Marketplace, see what's happening, but, you know, it's not an important thing right now. But if I can cop something, sometime in the near future or whatever, if I can find something, you know, if I run into something, you know, and a decent deal, I'll do it. But I'm not dying for one right now. I'd love to have one. I mean, don't get me wrong. And if I could listen to Detroit and everything, and especially Detroit, that would be cool there, okay?
Yeah, roger that, yep. Yeah, every once in a while I'll go through here, and I'll... Because when I was looking for the reel that I got, I was looking in here, but... Sherman said the Whistler was a good scanner too, but I said, well, all the guys that I know that have them, they got the one that I got, and he said that one was a lot better than the Whistler. So.
Yeah, roger that. All right, I got Chad on the phone. Chad called me. I gotta take this call here real quick, and I'll get back at you there. So. WSFZ 793 for ID and I'm getting off the call here, so I'll talk to you in a few.
Okay, tell Chad I said hi. WSHR-566 for any reason, and WSHR-566 monitoring.
WRSK-359. Don't River wind up. Let you guys know I have a unit in Home Patrol 3. I like it. It's about the size of a wallet. And whatever pops up, it gives the, what do you call it, the name of the place and everything else. And it goes all the way down to SCB and all the way up to 900. So I like it. This is looking up online. WRFK 3x9, we're clear.
Roger that, thanks. Thanks for the info.
Oh yeah, by the way, I think it was out for a year, and I paid $400 for it. Well, it's like monitoring.
WSSZ 793, and I'm back monitoring.
WSSZ 793, Whiskey Sam 5902. Hello, hello, hello.
There he is. Good afternoon, 902. Man, I was trying to get on my radio and talk, man, but I'm swamped. I got swamped with phone calls and a couple people come by and, I don't know, and they're out there still working on that damn porch in the front and everything. So finally I got business out of the way and I'm back in here again. And Roger.
Hey, Roger that. Sounds like you had a busy day. Good, good. I'm just getting home myself, so.
Yeah, all right. I think it's your work today, eh?
Yes, sir. About Rochester. Rochester Hills, one of the two. Out that way anyways.
Yeah, all right. Just so you know, you don't have to wait for the repeater to tail out if you want to keep them reply. You really, I mean, yeah, I do too. Sometimes I wait for it to tail out, but you really don't have to. I hear you over it.
Yeah, I just don't want to break it. You know what I mean? I'm appreciative that it's working. So I can wait that couple seconds. If I really wanted to say something really important, I'd give you a phone call, so.
Yeah, I hear that. So what you got on for the rest of the day?
Yeah, I don't know. Like I said, I just walked through the door and made me a big cup of coffee and just sat down and smoking a cigarette by the fireplace and don't know what I'm going to do.
Yeah, it was rolling me one here. No, I don't. Me, I don't know what the rest of the day is going to bring. I like being out on the back porch. I thought it might be a little too cold. I think I might take my handheld a minute and go back out there. I was sitting there. I had some company come over and sat out there and company left and I watched Thompson do his thing and stuff like that and then needed a smoke so I figured I'd come back up in here and But yeah, I was trying to talk on the radio earlier, and phone rings, so I'm like telling Kevin, hang on, I got to take this call. So I take the call, and while I'm talking to Chad or whatever, somebody else calls, and then I got to get Chad off the line so I can talk to whoever else, and then while I'm talking to them, somebody else calls, and then people pull off, and it's like, you know, I was jumping back and forth here, and so now everything's calmed down. They're still working, still don't have a front porch yet. I thought they'd have it done by, or at least, you know, something by now, but nah, it's still nothing there. There's still nothing there, okay?
Hey, Roger that. Sounds like you had a busy day, so that's a good thing. So, like I said, I'm just going to kick back and monitor for a minute and, like I say, smoke my cigarette, kind of unwind for a second because I just walked through the door and, you know, see what's what. So, I'll probably be standing by Whiskey Sam Foxtrot 902. I'll be standing by monitoring. And if you want, give me a call.
Yeah, right. Fine business there. Everybody's happy today. It's a nice day out, too. It's better than I thought. But anyway, all right, I'll let you get on with yourself, and I'm going to do the same. I'm going to sit back, monitor, and finish watching this video I was watching before, and before everything started pouring in. So we'll talk to you in a little bit, my friend, and have yourself a good afternoon until we talk again. WSSZ 793, and I'm listening.
What do you say, Dave? WRUU 850.
Good afternoon, Sean. Well, what do I got to say? It's a great day. It's a nice day out and stuff, and all that other good stuff. How you doing?
Not too bad, running out for some vittles, and I thought I'd just put a call out here just to see how things are all working.
Yeah, Roger. Yeah, everything's working good. It's sounding good. Everything, you're sounding good, and Frank over there on the handheld sounds great, and it's working good there. Hey, if you don't mind me asking, I was told you had the other side hooked up during the night there, Roger.
I can't speak to overnight, but I heard you guys talking about it earlier. It wasn't me either time. I looked in on it around noon today, and it had been on for about almost an hour, and looked like it was on for at least an hour after that. So somebody had it on for a couple hours this morning into the early afternoon, and if it was on last night, I'll take your word for it. I can't verify. I was babysitting the grandkids. But the bottom line is, wasn't me, so... Somebody from the other side of the Mason-Dixon line must have linked them up, so that's promising.
Yeah, that is. I just wondered, that's all. I'm, you know, it is what it is, but yeah, I had a text, I think from Chad or somebody, said it was on during the night and early morning. I was out here 4:30. And about 5 o'clock, I talked to a couple contacts around here, and I was monitoring through the whole morning, and there was nothing. It was dead, so, but I didn't know. It was just recently, about an hour ago or so, it came to my attention, that's all. So they have the ability down there, or up, or over there, to link to this site if they want to, Roger.
Wait for my navigation to stop yapping in the background there. The systems are still all managed. You know, we're all one big happy family as far as system management and all that. We're all part of the group, but how we individually manage our machines within the group is a personal decision by each, you know, trustee, each owner. And yeah, they have the exact same capabilities I do. There's only a couple of people I know that do that. So I'm pretty sure I know who must have done it if it wasn't me. And it's a good sign, you know. would try it here and there. I think, you know, everything's trial balloon, and we just got to hope that what caused it in the first place doesn't, you know, cause it to get affirmation, if you will. But yeah, we're all still one big happy family, and as far as, you know, connecting, disconnecting, all that, you know, that's still all in-house, so to speak. But, you know, again, you got to abide by the wishes of the actual owners of the actual machines.
Yeah, Roger that. Well, yeah, I agree with you there. You know, I'm happy either way. You know, I got people on this side to talk to and everything, so... But now that you explained it to me, now I understand more fully. See, you got to understand, I'm a newbie up here. I don't understand how this repeater stuff works. I always thought you were the man at the controls. I always thought, you know, you're the captain of the ship. You know, it's going down, Captain. It's going down. But now I got it, and I appreciate you explaining that to me now that I know that other people have, you know, can decide. I understand, in other words. I wanted to ask you one more question. I hope you don't mind. Running all these repeaters in line, is there any type of income or anything by doing that? You know, do you receive any kind of income from any source or anything like that there? Go ahead.
No, nope. Everything is personal, privately funded. You know, we each do our own thing. Now, I will say this, you know, all my affiliates and partners are kind of in the business, so to speak, so we tend to have access to things a little bit with a little bit different ease than most, so you know that helps. And but we still have to deploy them and purchase and all that stuff ourselves, so which is not a problem. It just is the way it is.
Yeah, Roger that. Okay, cool. That makes me appreciate even more you fellas, you know, doing this. Even though, you know, a little problem there with the other side being disconnected, you know, we'll see how that goes as the future, what the future brings there. But, you know, that makes it even appreciated more that you guys set up these linked repeaters, you know. That's a, you know, I understand now. Like I said, you know, I'm a newbie, and I'm not smart when it comes to repeaters or anything. That's why I'm asking you a few of these questions, because I always wondered if you get funded for doing it or this and that there. But now I got the full picture, and you know, now I understand you're okay.
Yeah, not a problem. You know, so there's others listening, so everybody benefits from the discussion. But I was early on, and at the beginning of all this, I was, you know, very, I dragged some of them kicking and screaming, you know, up here. And then we got a kind of a buy-in, and everybody got kind of interested, you know, in that. You know, everything, the real thing is, you know, these things have a real reason for being here. They have a real reason for existing, and you know, we'd like for them to stay as close to, you know, their purpose as possible. And you know, and on the amateur side, we put in things. You know, some are very specifically for, you know, emergency communications and you know, and weather, you know, weather related stuff and whatnot. Some are just for fun, and you know, here this one has a purpose, and yeah, we just. You know, it's more like that. Just we feel good, you know, putting them in for the to let them be utilized, you know, as a public service. But we also, you know, want to keep them operating the way they're supposed to, right? So it's a tricky wire, you know, especially here. There's a pretty, like we like to say, the buy-in is kind of low. So, you know, people can get in for pretty small chump change. So,
it doesn't filter anybody out, right? You know, the cost to get in is not enough to filter anyone out.
God, I love the sound of that voice. Yeah, because, you know, I sit here and I think about a few things like that, like maintenance. You know, you have to maintain them. You just went through replacing the whole duplex around Mount Clemens. I believe it's a duplex, or if that's what you call it. You know, and got that all up and jamming again and stuff. You know, I take that stuff into consideration, too. You have to, you know, if something goes out, you have to get in there and straighten it out. And you do. You know, you go in there and you straighten it out and get everything back working again. And that's why I think it's one of the most appreciated things about you guys setting up these repeaters. I have to say you guys now because, you know, I just said you guys. It could be just you, but, you know, but I think about things like that. You know, I know you have to keep them maintained, and if something goes bad, you have to, you know, get in there and straighten it out, you know, on your dime and stuff, you know. So that's, I think that's something to consideration too, there, Roger.
Yeah, it's a, you know, it's a thing, but we enjoy it, you know. It's, most of us do this and stuff, so we do enjoy it to a degree, you know, until we don't. But, yeah, we'll see. I've got some ideas, you know, I just, you know, about the whole thing going on and all that, and, you know, and maybe there is some sort of a, you know, we can schedule things, too. We can have things, you know, connect between these hours and disconnect between those hours, so, you know, who knows, maybe the future will hold something like that. Most of the tomfoolery, most of the knuckleheads, you know, they don't wake up until late and get on in the evenings and night, so, you know, who knows, maybe something in the future could be, you know, like, say, 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. or something, you know, be linked up and then drop it at 6, so, you know, when the knuckleheads wake up and start roaming the earth.
You know, sometimes, man, I like the way you put things. I'm sorry, man, but I do. I have to chuckle because it's pretty cool when knuckleheads wake up and roam the earth. I think the first time it happened, the first day it happened, you told me about it. You said, it looks like it's us against the world or something, you know, things like that. But, well, it's cool, though. Even a temporary link up during the day would be cool, too, you know. There's a lot of ways you could handle it. You know, once you figure out a plan. Because it's too bad the knuckleheads, you know, have to come out here and mess around and stuff. Because I really got to liking this. I really got to liking GMRS. I like the people. You know, everybody's friendly. Everybody tries to be helpful. And in most cases, you know what I'm saying? Excuse me, except for the knuckleheads. You know, and there ain't much you can do about that. We went through that the other day. Like you said, anybody can get a $10 radio from Amazon and have somebody stick some PL codes in it, and there you go, bang, bang, there. They don't need a license and stuff. It's too bad, but that's the way it works. I was told, I don't know if I should say it out here. Maybe I better not, because I don't want to give anybody any ideas. All right, Sean, very good then. I'm going to take my long-winded self and get back to monitoring and get back to my soldering here and everything and stuff and do what it is. It's good talking to you, man. You sound great, as usual. You sound great, and it's great talking to you, and I appreciate the info on repeaters. I've been curious about that for a long time, I've been wanting to ask you, but when I talk to you, I forget. So anyway, you have yourself a good rest of the afternoon, if you can. And maybe we'll speak on each other later. WSOZ 793, I'll clear after your final.
Okay, real good and perfect timing. I am pulling into El Charro's. Pick up dinner. So I'll be back out here in a bit on my way home. WRUU 850.
Thank you.
WSOZ 793, and I'm listening.
WSET 257, monitoring.
WSOZ 793, and I'm monitoring. WSHR 566 from WSOZ 793.
Yeah, go ahead, 793. This is WSHR 566.
Yeah, all right, man. Sorry about earlier. Rushing the office and everything. I don't know what the hell happened. All of a sudden, phones start ringing and people start knocking, and I'm sitting around like, what the hell is happening here? But I was talking to you about the scanners, Roger.
Yeah, that's affirmative.
Who makes the scanner that you have?
Well, it's a scanner pager, but it's made by Unication, UINACTION. And if you want to look it up, go to Ray's Pagers, Ray's Pagers. And he's got all of them on there, the 4 and the 5.
Yeah, Roger that. What was the name of the scanners that you were telling me about on Facebook Marketplace? What was the name of those?
It's a Whistler 1040. Whistler 1040. That's the one that you want to get. I mean, that's the one you want to get. That's like my radio.
Yeah, Roger that. Hang on. I'm typing it in here. You say it's a Whistler 1040?
Yeah, Whistler 1040. Yep. Like I said, Sherman's got one.
Okay. Is this a handheld?
Yeah, it's a handheld. And they make a mobile one, too. Like you can put in your house. Oh, no, I'm sorry, Dave. The one at Whistler might make one, too, but I know Uniden does one. And the Uniden one is an SDS 100, and then the mobile is a 200.
Yeah, Roger that. Well, I'm looking at the Whistler WS 1040, and also right next to it is the Uniden SDS 100. 1040 is $199.95 eBay. And the Uniden $649.99.
Yeah, I know. That's not too bad for that Whistler.
Yeah, Roger that. I didn't see the eBay. This Whistler, this'll cover everything I'm generally looking for.
Yeah, that's affirmative. If you want me to, Sherman's gonna call me in a little bit, but if you want me to, I can ask him. But yeah, I'm pretty sure he does. It'll pick up everything that this radio that I have.
Yeah, right. It's a WS 1040 handheld radio scanner. Digital Trunking Technology, US $199.95. I gotta look at the specs on it real quick, but no big deal. I did add you on Facebook. Sorry I didn't say nothing in the message. I was in a hurry, but I had to be on and I see you. How'd you get my Facebook?
Oh, I'm sorry. I don't want you to think that was stalking you from Sherman. I didn't think you'd mind. I guess I should have asked you before I did it. But I figured we could keep in touch and there maybe some, you know, we're not want to say stuff on the radio that we don't want to talk, you know what I'm trying to say? So I figured I'd add you.
Yeah, all right, man. No, ain't nothing to apologize about, sure. I got no problem having you on my Facebook. I was just kind of surprised. I was like, how did you know where I was at, who I am? But, yeah, I added you. I didn't say nothing in the messenger. Like I said, I was in a hurry, but I was going through my Facebook, and all of a sudden, phone starts ringing. That phone's been ringing all day. Usually, I don't get no phone calls during the day except maybe one. Maybe two, back in the day. So I hurried up and added you, and I figured later I'd say something on the messenger so you know, but I'm sure you know by now. Is this new though? That's what I'm trying to find out. This is new or used? Oh, it says used, okay. Tested, fully functional. It's all 4 stars all across the board. I just get nervous with eBay stuff. You know, they can say it works, nothing wrong with it. And then I had a couple friends who, it's happened before. They got stuff from eBay and it didn't work. And sellers trying to say, well, it worked when I sent it to you, so, you know, go pound sand. But, because I would consider this. In fact, I am considering it there, okay?
Yeah, that's 10-4. Sherman just called me, so.
Yeah, roger that. Will you let Sherman know I said hello? I'm going to give him a call if I don't do it today. I got a call 254 today. I got to talk to him, and then I thought about calling Sherman, too. But if not, I definitely got to call him tomorrow. It's going to be both our birthdays tomorrow.
Yeah, copy that. Yeah, he heard you. Yeah, I'm going to let you go. I'm going to talk to him, so maybe I'll talk to you later if you're on or whatever. If not, maybe tomorrow. Oh, yeah, by the way, if I don't talk tomorrow, happy birthday. WSHR 566 Clear.
Yeah, right, Kevin, I appreciate the heads up on the scanner. I'm looking at it. I'm going to bookmark this page, and then I usually take a few to consider it. Do I need it? Do I want it? Is it worth, you know, do the love of that, and then I order it. Yeah, you tell Sherman I said hello. Tell him I said hello to Kelly, too, and I'm going to get with him very soon. Anyway, you have yourself a good rest of the evening, my friend. WSOZ 793, and I'm monitoring. WSFZ 793 monitoring.